Senators debated a bill Thursday that allows online fantasy sports leagues to operate in West Virginia. The leagues allow participants to draft fantasy teams and compete against each other for money, but several senators expressed opposition.
DraftKings.com, the daily fantasy sports destination.
DraftKings is one of several online fantasy sports sites West Virginians are legally allowed to use under Senate Bill 529. Supporters of the bill maintain these sites are not gambling, but games of skill.
Just pick your sport, pick your players, and pick up your cash.
The notion that online fantasy games are not gambling was hard for some senators to swallow Thursday as the chamber put the bill to a final vote. Senator John Unger was one of those senators. He questioned the Senate's Judiciary Chair, Charles Trump, about the bill.
What is the difference between looking at statistics and analysis of various sports players or horse racing? When you look at horses, a number of races that they won, the jockeys, I mean, you know, when you go to horse racing, you get a spreadsheet and you get all these statistical analysis of the past races on horses. So other than we're now looking at people and we're betting on the performance of people versus a horse, what would be the difference in regards to that nature, one's gambling and one's not? What would be the difference in that?
Trump explained betting on the outcome of a single race is left to chance when fantasy sports compile multiple statistics from multiple players over multiple weeks. Senate Minority Leader Jeff Kessler spoke against the bill for a different reason.
I think we're making a very significant and important public policy decision that is going to condone a form of gambling without any oversight, regulation, and more importantly, the ability for the state of West Virginia, if it deems so, and this body and our companions across the way, to assess some type of fee or tax or whatever on it.
Kessler says previously approved forms of gaming in West Virginia have been regulated, and assessed fees were then used to build schools, fund senior programs, and create the Promise Scholarship. In response to Kessler, Senator Craig Blair says the state will make some money off of a participant's winnings.
Somebody wins, they have to declare it on their taxes over a certain amount. Other than that, the state doesn't get anything. Oh, woe is me for somebody going out and having a little bit of an opportunity to be entertained in a game of skill, not gambling, but skill.
The bill was approved 18-16 with a mix of party support and opposition. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.